You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Orioles reporter Brittany Giroli. Brittany, we're continuing to break down the Orioles roster heading into 2017, and it's all about the outfield this week on the podcast, and that at times may include the newest Baltimore Oriole, or newest old Baltimore Oriole, and that is Mark Trumbo. I'm sure the Orioles would prefer him to be at the DH spot for most of the time, but he's a guy that played some outfield for them last year. How big was it in general? It's been a little bit now, but he still hasn't been officially introduced. But how big a get was it for the Orioles to bring back Mark Trumbo on the type of contract that they did?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, it really kind of sets up their lineup. When you look at how good the Orioles were last year, a big part of that was the bullpen and their lineup. And Mark Trumbo led the majors in home runs, obviously had a career year, was an all-star. I think having him back really essentially gets the Orioles the same team, and then the hope, of course, that they're going to be a little bit better as a rotation. So it gives them a lot more wiggle room because you know that offense, once again, is going to score a lot of runs.
And preferably a DH because they'd like to prevent runs, which is something that Mark Trumbo struggles to do when he's playing in the outfield. It's been well documented, his metric struggles as far as playing in the outfield. They have left field, it's going to be Hyun-Soo Kim, center field Adam Jones, obviously, and then right field Seth Smith, who was added for just that reason to help out the defense. So let's start there with Seth Smith in right field. He's a veteran guy. This is a veteran team. Do you expect him to fit right in with this roster?
Yeah. It's a pretty easy clubhouse, and I'm glad you brought him up because that was why they went out and got him. And now Trumbo really doesn't have to play the outfield, or he can start a game and be removed late in the game as for a defensive replacement. So there's a lot of different things they can do now having that addition of Seth Smith. But, yeah, I don't expect any issues in terms of him fitting in. They really liked his at-bats. They liked the fact that he's a good on-base percentage guy. They like the speed and the defense. And he's a guy that they've admired for a while from the opposing dugout. So I expect him to be a nice addition for them.
And when they acquired Seth Smith, I think the thought process was, well, they probably won't bring in Trumbo or bring Trumbo back, but then the price tag drops. And now it's really the best of both worlds with both of those guys on the roster. I mentioned Kim in left field, and what a whirlwind year it's been for this guy. Obviously, coming over from Korea, and he had about as bad a spring training as maybe anyone has ever had, and then refused to go down to the minor leagues. And then once the season started and he got his opportunity, hey, he hit at the major league level. And I don't know if I've seen anybody go as quickly from villain to fan favorite as Hyun-Soo Kim did last year with the Orioles.
I know. It was remarkable. And you know, you can't say you saw it coming because nobody saw it coming. But it was really cool. It was really cool for a guy like him to be able to contribute the way that he did. And I think that they're expecting that some of those struggles that he had in spring training obviously are going to be removed. So having a guy like him, adding that kind of addition, I think he really saw the guy that they thought that they were going to get. It just took a little time. You know, it took time for him to kind of endear himself, and rightfully so. He had to perform. And I think Orioles fans now, as you mentioned, love the guy. He had such a big home run for them in Toronto earlier towards the end of the season that having him back in the second year of his contract, I think really people are really excited to see what he can do and see how he adjusts. Because the league made adjustments, and Kim was still able to be successful. I think that he could really surprise some people this year.
He's a guy that, if I remember correctly, Brittany, when he was introduced for the home opener at Camden Yards, he was booed, wasn't he?
He was. Yes, he was.
And he's come a long way for sure. So he should be out there in left field. And then Adam Jones in center field, as always. You know, the heart and soul of this team. Is there any concern with the Orioles that as Adam Jones gets a little older, 31 years old now, he may lose that step in center field and have to be moved to a corner at some point? I mean, we haven't seen that yet. He still plays a very good center right now.
Yeah, I haven't heard any talk of that yet, but I do think that part of the reason why he had so many leg issues the last couple of years, why he's been so beat up, is he's been trying to cover so much more ground. That's why getting a guy like Seth Smith really helps take some of the pressure off Adam Jones, having, you know, legitimate defensive outfielders around him so he doesn't have to cover so much territory, should help him stay healthier, should avoid him having to run basically all over creation to try and chase down these balls because he's not sure the other guys are going to get it. So I haven't heard anything about, you know, him breaking down. I've seen some of the statistics that show maybe he's not as great of a center fielder as he once was, but I think when you look at Adam Jones right now, he's still got some good years left in him.
And running the show out there in the outfield, certainly there's some value there too as a veteran guy that's kind of seen it all out there in the outfield. As far as the bench goes, obviously Mark Trumbo, we mentioned, is a guy who can play in the outfield in a pinch. You have Joey Rickard, who last year started off so hot and then obviously he stayed on the roster with the Rule 5 draft factor. But what are the expectations now? Because reality seemed to set in as the season went along in 2016.
Sure, it did. And, you know, the expectations are, I think, pretty good when you look at a guy like that. And certainly he showed flashes of what he's capable of doing. But I think the Orioles outfield overall is in a better spot than they were a year ago. And I think that they're going to have to rely less on just a guy like Adam Jones. And I think if everybody is able to kind of bring what they bring, whether that's defense or offense, I think that Buck Showalter is going to do a good job in terms of managing guys, platooning guys, kind of setting them up to succeed, because that was a big issue with them last year, was that outfield defense. And I think bringing back Trumbo and adding a guy like Seth Smith, you really got the best of both worlds there.
So what are some other – who are the other players that are kind of on the way, Brittany, beyond the players we've talked about that maybe if they wow in spring training, they have a chance or at least put themselves on the map here heading into 2017?
You know, Tim, there's not a whole lot in terms of outfield prospects. I mean, there's guys that they've kind of tried on the outfield to see, experiment, see how it would go a little bit. But there's not really anybody who you're like, okay, this guy could be the next guy up. There's a reason there's a lot of non-roster older type of outfielders that they're going to have in camp. There's not really that next line of defense, especially when you look at position players in their minor league system. So that's why they had to go out and get a guy like Seth Smith. And they do hope, though, and, you know, we didn't talk about him at all. I almost forgot. But a kid like Joey Rickard, who was the Rule 5 pick last year, who was sensational. I think he's not really a prospect per se because he was a Rule 5 pick, but he's a guy who they, I think, can kind of rely on a little bit. So beyond the guys that we talked about, Joey Rickard, I think they're excited to see a little bit more of and see what he can contribute as well.
And that's really, I think, the next step as far as this organization goes is you got to continue to restock that system because there aren't a lot of players on the way and certainly not in the outfield. So that's the next step to continuing the success the Orioles have had. But certainly Seth Smith is going to help out in that outfield. They should be better at keeping other teams off the board. And we mentioned it, Mark Trumbo will be back in the middle of that lineup. Great stuff as always, Brittany. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Orioles edition. For Brittany Giroli, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.